Good day, Bashar.
And to you, good day.
My question today is on neutrality.
Neutrality.
Yes. You have mentioned that there is no right or wrong, nor good or bad, but instead negative and positive.
That which integrates, that which segregates.
Yes, which also can be stated as lower and higher vibrations. Negative being lower and positive being higher.
In a sense, yes. Because it is integrative, thus exponential in that sense, whereas segregational is compartmentalization, which in that sense causes detachment and disconnection.
Yes, thank you. What I see neutrality as is a tool that allows absolute choice to choose what you prefer at all moments.
Yes, and thus you can understand, as we have said, that the universe is actually slightly oriented to the positive.
Yes.
Because neutrality allows you to choose, which is a positive state of being. So in that sense, technically speaking, just to use some arbitrary numbers, the universe is actually 51% positive and 49% negative. Because the middle point, the neutral point, is not actually totally, absolutely neutral. Neutral in and of itself, by definition, affords you a choice, and that's positive.
Thank you. Well, my question is neutrality used to aid one to enlightenment, and is it in the
I just told you it was.
Well, I mean, is it in the aiding from third to fourth, and when one completely understands neutrality and is in a neutral state, does one ascend?
Depends on what you mean by ascend. It always uplifts your frequency, but if you're not done with your physical theme, you will not become non-physical, if that's what you mean, until you're done.
Well, does your society and beings on higher densities, do they still use neutrality?
Always. That is primarily what is used.
But are you only in bliss and there's no moments for you to use neutrality because there's no negativity for you to see?
In a sense, you might put it this way. Neutrality is the lowest state we ever go into.
So exactly. So for us to master it, then we will ascend.
Yes. Which simply means you will shift upward to whatever degree is appropriate for you at that particular moment.
Okay. You have mentioned to me before that there's a certain way of experiencing it, which was in a neutral bubble as an observer.
Yes.
How many different levels of neutrality are there?
There is only one.
Okay, so in that bubble, as seen an observer, seen from that view, is that one level?
If you are asking if neutrality can be experienced from different levels, the answer is yes. But neutrality itself does not, in a sense, exist in different levels. It is a level, in a sense, or a place, in a sense, or a vibration, in a sense, that any level can tap into.
Okay. And one question you didn't answer earlier, which was, I wrote this down a couple of days ago, which was the test factor.
Yes.
When you make a change, you instantly start to test yourself. And does that go with every single change?
It depends. No. If you understand there is no need to do that anymore, you will not do that anymore.
Okay, but it works more and more on belief systems.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
It's just that, generally speaking, on your planet, your consciousnesses have been so fragmented and so compartmentalized that you have so many different belief systems to bring up that the self-testing may go on for a little while. Until you finally are willing to let go of needing that.
Well,
then you won't experience it that way.
Does the self-testing go on if you keep on reacting until you respond to the test, then you will pass it, correct?
Generally, yes.
Okay.
Unless there is another underlying belief system that says the test will continue even if I respond.
Okay. And one last question.
Yes.
What is the highest vibrational music in our world today?
The highest vibration of a particular individual, you mean?
No.
Physically?
Vibrational music. Music with the highest vibration for uplifting purposes. Well, death metal can be a very low vibration, classical very high, but what's the highest?
I assume you mean physicalized music.
Yes.
One moment. It will, of course, within a certain range, depend upon the vibration of the person hearing it. We understand that there is a general truth to what you are saying about certain forms of music having higher or lower vibrational effects. But in terms of a high vibration. From our point of view, what you heard a while ago is one of the highest.
The instrument that was played earlier?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.